What's up, dudes and dudettes of the Unlost fam? Welcome to another episode of All of It. I'm your host, Jay, and with me is
CC.
And today we are going to talk to CC, the queen, the princess, the one and only alpha female of the lioness den.
Oh, God. Did that hurt?
Yeah, it did. Chip tooth a little bit. How it feels to be playing D&D and like just the idea or just her perception of going into playing D&D versus coming out of playing D&D. So we're gonna do a before and after one. So this is gonna be the before one. So Cece, how you feel about playing D&D? Well, it's painted as the ultimate level of nerd.
Well, shit.
And to tell you the truth, like, I've been pestering her for, like, the past year to play D&D with me, so quite honestly, like, I kind of bullied her into it, so. I mean, she held out for a year up until, you know, up until I just bought the book, bought, like, the player's handbook, and I was like, we're doing this, and then she was like, well, shit. So, we're here. But yeah. So what's it like to finally, to hit that ultimate nerd button?
It feels weird. Not in the sense of like, I never played D&D, so starting from scratch, it was more of, oh my god.
So what was it like? What was it like building your character sheet?
Oh my god! Let me tell you. I'm over here. My head is about to freaking explode. I didn't change probably about 10 different things about it. I'm just like, what the hell? I don't know. I can't even tell you. Like, it's just one of those things where if you just like it or you don't. And I like building characters on games. That's the fun for me anyway. So just the fact that I can build my character and stuff, like,
character.
Yeah, character.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I can do all that and I feel happy.
Yeah, she kind of, her butthole kind of puckered up.
No, snap.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Her butthole kind of puckered up.
What, wait, what? My who?
When I told her, like, yo, you actually have to play and I'm writing the story. Just in case if you didn't know where this is your first time tuning in, hopefully tomorrow we will, it'll be me and the Lioness Den all playing, D&D. Well, I'm going to be the DM. It's going to be Mom, V, CC, and Yaya. I'm just gonna call her that from now on. And yeah, it's gonna be a whole lot of fun. This is gonna be my first time DMing, but yeah, I'm excited because I got some shit.
Don't judge us.
Like, the shit that we are all black. I am the nerdiest of all of them, so yeah. That's gonna be, it's gonna be fun. There's gonna be a whole lot of shenanigans and a whole lot of emotion.
Now, if somebody is talking about something, you're doing it wrong. Listen, this is our first game ever, so do not judge us. Please have nice, peaceful, and positive comments.
No, go ahead, judge us. Tell us we're doing it wrong. At least you watched it, so.
That's, well, damn.
No, don't tell them not to, cause that's.
No, I want them to watch it, but I also want them to, you know, be like, be respectful for it. But we try to be respectful to you guys, and I want that the same thing for us. you know, being respectful, but I know there is a bunch of yous out there.
Who's yous?
Yous.
Who's yous?
You.
Who's yous?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Who me?
Yeah, you.
Why me?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of you out there.
Why is there a whole bunch of me? Why is it gotta be me, though?
Because they are some niggas and some bitches out
there. Wait a minute. Hold up. Why you gotta put me into that category?
What you mean?
I am...
Oh, there's some yous out there. Jesus. That's probably like, so, you know.
What the hell is that? You didn't even say nothing.
But they understand it.
Oh, my God.
But just, you know, not being a dickhead and the asshole all at once. You but know, it's just, very loving.
Just for that comment, we're going to open up the D&D, and I'm just going to kill all of you guys instantly. Right then and there, everybody's dead. Close the laptop and everything.
All that goddamn hard work I just did it, I got to character. But not kill my ass off of. You got to live yourself.
Damn. Wait a minute.
Shit. No. I put all that goddamn effort and changed about 3 times because of the sir,
we're
not doing that, sir.
Nah, bro, for like real shit, it took us like a whole 2 hours to build her character, man.
2 hours, and it was like 2 days for everybody else because
it was stressful.
It was very stressful.
I almost got beat up because I kept bothering people and hounding them, trying to get them to do it. But
yeah,
I mean, like. I enjoy what I do, and I'm using the resources that I got. But I mean, everybody seems to be. I just have a different work ethic, I guess. But yeah, like I'm stoked. I am so stoked. Oh yeah, wait a minute. So tell them about your character, CC.
No, they go find out my character later.
Nah. Okay, fine. I'll tell them.
No, they go. I'm gonna introduce my character when we play it, right?
Yeah, I know, but you're here, so. Oh, bro, get this. Guess what her name is? Like, like, for all the sticklers out there, you shut your face.
What?
For all the sticklers out there. So she is in. So she, Cece, is a female. Female high elf cleric whose name is Orianna. Well, that's with an O. Orianna Drake. That shit sounds so sexy. It's almost kind of like Natasha Romanoff, but like it gives you that same feeling because you know who Black Widow is. Like she's super hot, but she will kill you. Orianna Drake sounds like it's that she's super hot, but like. She won't kill you. She'll just leave you bankrupt.
What the fuck?
She ain't gonna go for like the actual kill. She's just gonna go for a man's pride.
Oh my god! Like, you make me seem so bad.
Nah, but like real shit, that would be dope as hell. Like you have like a dominatrix. Like your character's a dominatrix. Oh my, bruh. Oh shit, nigga, what?
Walking around with a whip on her head.
Yeah, that'll be your thing. Like, that'll be your whole, like, personality trait.
Oh my god, see?
Bruh.
See?
Yeah. Because you clear. Oh, hell yeah, dude. That'd be awesome.
Look what you guys have started and shit.
Yo, I need to figure out a way to patent that idea because if anybody. Whoever listens to this probably has the same mindset that I do.
Exactly, a bunch of yous.
Y'all motherfuckers gonna take that idea and probably post it all over the place and probably hit me up being like, thanks for the idea, jackass. Anyway.
Or have a t-shirt that says, the Orianna of D&D. Meet your maker.
That's horrible. So, there are a lot of people who play D&D. Who like do different voices for their characters and stuff. Yeah. So are you gonna do that for your
maybe,
character?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I haven't decided.
Look, you sounded all high pitched and shit. Now.
I don't know. Oh my god! Oh my god!
But yeah, so also, wait, where'd it go? Where'd the paper go?
Come hither.
So like we did the book, the player's handbook background, but like just for the story's sake. So her background is she wanted to help people instead of being bougie like the other high elves. I shit you not, that's what it says, bougie. She met Caden, which is another character that I was going to bring out, but then I decided against it, so...
Well, you could be the PC, still.
Yeah,
he could be a character.
But, like, if they decide to actually, like, go with another story or keep playing, like, I might make this a regular thing. But, yeah, so she met Caden at a bar. So Caden was planning on trying to help her out, but then she body slammed a guy and knocked somebody else's jaw and broke a tooth on another guy because she slammed his face into the bar. And Caden was like, well, shit. Okay. She joined the army where she met the others.
The other characters.
Yeah, the other characters. Serve a high god. She left the temple.
I gotta change that part, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad. Sorry. Ex-nay on the last part to K. Say. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so that's the thing.
I'll be scared for you.
What you mean?
I worry.
What you... Why you... Bro, why does every female say that to me? bless your heart, child.
Yeah.
Bless it. Bless it.
Yeah.
What the? Why is it gotta be? Why? Why you gotta worry about me?
Cause I got to worry.
But why?
I got to worry.
But you ain't telling me nothing though.
Don't worry about it.
What? How am I not gonna worry about it when you worried about something that I don't know what you gotta be worried about?
It's okay though.
Oh my god.
It'd be like that.
Bro, y'all see what I gotta deal with. Oh my god. And now this shit's gonna be bothering me all fucking day. You do this shit on purpose. You do this shit to me on purpose.
How?
Because, like, you know, I'm really hypersensitive about shit like that. Cause shit.
What?
You know what bothers me when you do that?
But I love you.
That's great and all, but you still ain't telling me shit about shit.
But I love you.
What's love got to do? Got to do with it.
Got to do with a lot of shit. You got a problem?
A little bit, nigga.
Oh.
Yeah, what Riley said.
What?
Riley on your ass now.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something about that heifer. Let me tell you something about that heifer. She can go somewhere. Okay.
She barely just learned how to walk.
So. Well, she better kick some balls.
What the hell?
I'm just a Saiyan.
A Saiyan?
Yeah.
I knew you were a Super Saiyan.
What?
See,
I can't stand this motherfucker right here.
Well, it's a good thing you're sitting down, man.
See what I got to deal with? You see what I got to fucking deal with? What the hell? Remember, you got to stay here with me. I can't do this.
No, one good cut to the throat, I'll be dead, so I ain't worried about much. Anyway, so...
Black niggas. That's
damn. That was, if that wasn't the most racist thing I have ever heard in my life. What the fuck? What does that even mean? Oh my god. Okay. This is gonna be the reason why we get demonetized. For shit like saying shit like that.
What you mean? They love us. They love us. They love us. Because we are the realest people out here. And we don't sugarcoat shit.
From what I heard, Boosie is the realest person out there. Like,
okay, fine. Besides Boosie as a celebrity. But I got no filter. Everybody knows that I don't got no filter. You don't got no filter.
I have a filter.
Where?
It's just very, very small. But
exactly. No filter. No filter. No filter, people. Come on. No filter. No filter. So work with us, people, okay? I'm sorry if I offend you. I really am from the bottom of a precious little heart. But I'm going to say what's on my mind. It's my opinion about shit. It's his opinion about shit. Do not get down. Be talking about something. You be your rude and disrespect. No, it's our opinion. Everybody has an opinion. You just have to respect that opinion. Simple as that. Sorry. Now continue. I love you.
Bro, I'm so confused.
But anyway, about D&D, so I got some tweaks I need to do on my character sheet before we go into it. The last one we talked about, 50 listeners, D&D, what else we need to do?
We got a website in the works.
Give about a couple weeks, hopefully. Yeah. And then we'll post everything on a certain page, and you can find like our TikTok, Patreon, all of it on one page, so you don't have to keep searching for it. What else?
What she said.
This one.
We're trying to work out a theme for the subscription, like why you guys should subscribe to us. Coming up with some new ideas. We're in the workshop working out some kinks.
Some kinky kinks.
So wait a minute. You just told them too much already.
Huh?
Kinky kinks? Kinky?
I was trying to be funny. You know I'm a weirdo.
Don't make me do what I did to you last night.
I mean, I have a problem.
I gotta go sort some shit out. Later.
Bye!